made in 2012 election about Medicare that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, enacted saving estimates at the time of $716 billion to the Medicare program over 10 years, now estimated at $800 billion, which was used to pay for some of the costs of the new law under the pay-as-you-go budget scoring conventions. However, there was no reduction in the amount of money going towards paying for Medicare. Rather, the law reduced the amount that Medicare spends. In fact, Medicare payroll tax revenues increased, increasing the amount that could be spent. Partially as a result of these changes, the Medicare Trust Fund is expected to be solvent through 2030, 13 years longer than projected before the 2010 law was passed. But, you know, right around the corner.
All that time, all that money we got, what, 13 years?
Right. It's one of those fights over accounting that I think was being used as a
three-card money is what it is.
That double speak, but here's the deal. We know that one thing that I know to make himself look good for the public, when Trump got rid of the thing where if you didn't have insurance, you were going to lose $600 on your return, that was supposed to fuel that, if I'm not mistaken. And see, none of that exists anymore. It's been evolved so much that it doesn't resemble the original document, and I doubt seriously it's making money or saving money.
It's not saving money.
And we know that they've turned around and given a lot of the migrant type money out of the Medicare Trust Fund under disability and stuff.
Yep.
And now I found another Washington Post article saying Romney was right. So it's one of those, I think, weaselly back and forth over dollars and cents. I appreciate Urban. I got to run, man.
Thanks, Urban. I just remember Aaliyah. I love some folks at Aaliyah. But I remember we're going to combine these agencies and save some money. The money savings was not there. In fact, it cost more. So here's an idea. If you've got a brilliant idea and you're a politician and you're going to put it into play and you're these legislators and Senate that's going to vote on it, if it doesn't work, you have to go up in front of the public and apologize for being a dumbass.
Mm.
That would end it all tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. We can't hold them accountable. Until we, the people, grow the gonads it takes to hold our leaders accountable, we're just sheep.
Well, we have to hit the stop the hour break. We'll be right back, folks. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Waves of torrential rain are inundating southeast Texas, forcing schools to cancel classes and closing numerous highways around Houston. The National Weather Service reporting more than 9 inches of rain during the past 24 hours. A flood warning has been issued until Tuesday for the region. The nation's employers pull back on their hiring in April, adding a modest 175,000 jobs.
It's a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to take a bigger toll on the world's largest economy. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the increase of 315,000 in March, and it was well below the 233,000 gain that economists had predicted for April. Last month's figure suggests the Federal Reserve's aggressive streak of rate hikes may finally be cooling the pace of hiring.
Correspondent Jeremy House, also at SRNews.com. The Justice Department.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The first weekend of May will feel more like the first weekend in June. If you have outdoor plans, the rain chances are on the low side. Lots of sunshine today with a high temperature flirting near 90. Random, widely scattered hit or miss showers and storms are possible today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like a summer forecast. Lows at night in the 60s, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s, and we'll be near 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Facebook's parent company, Meta Platforms, announced Thursday that it plans to open an $800 million data center in Montgomery that will support 100 jobs. Meta's new 715,000-square-foot data center will be built off Interstate 65 across from the Hyundai Automotive Plant. A federal judge has sentenced a Montgomery man to 30 years in prison for armed robbery. 21-year-old Jamarcus Hatcher pleaded guilty to a Hope Hole gas station robbery in April of last year. Hatcher was also involved in multiple other robberies in the Montgomery area that helped determine his prison sentence. Approximately 16,000 pounds of ground beef sold at Walmart stores nationwide is being recalled due to a possible E. coli contamination. The recalled ground beef was produced on April 26th and 27th. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service announced the recall Thursday. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. In a MLS 1586-368, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. For Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon.
I'm Joey.
He's Eddie.
Oh, sorry. Let me turn your mic on.
Try that again. Hey, Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Could you add a little bass? Why do you always take the bass out of my voice when you know I'm going
to
talk?
I'm not the one doing that to your voice. You're doing that to your own voice, big boy.
I don't know. You're the one on the board there.
I don't know. I don't think you blaming me for this is sound policy.
You're probably right.
I think you should blame yourself, like I do for everything.
Well, I do blame myself for quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Yeah. Now, speaking of a little bit of a lilt.
Yeah?
I mean, if we could talk this way, I think it'd be a completely different type of show. Welcome into News and Views, folks. Humble little talk radio show here in Montgomery, Alabama. This is my trusty partner, Eddie Bader. Mr. Bader, how you?
I'm doing wonderful today, Joey. How are you doing?
Why are you changing your voice around?
I'm not pulling the Lindsay.
Yeah, but speaking of Lindsay, little Lilton Lindsay, Lindsey Graham's butter buns and biscuits. Yeah. You got biscuits and buns. We'll butter them.
He's interested.
Well, Lindsey Graham, he says his phone was hacked.
Hacked?
Hacked by somebody impersonating Chuck Schumer.
Really?
Lindsey Graham, the GOP minority leader of the Senate, is claiming he was tricked by hackers who convinced him he was talking to his colleague, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. As the Washington Times reports, Graham made this alarming admission during remarks to the Hill and Valley Forum. Oh, that's such a good time. The Hill and Valley Forum. You've ever been on there?
I've never been there.
It's a gathering of tech leaders and government officials who meet to discuss AI or artificial intelligence.
Swap cash for favors.
So I get a message, I think, from Schumer. It ain't from Schumer, Lindsey said. And next thing you know, my phone's, I don't know what, anything you can create apparently can be hacked. Yeah, that's a good lesson there, Lindsey.
What are they going to do now? Ban phones right after they ban TikTok? The old parts can't handle what happened?
It's unclear whether the message he was referencing was text or audio or what kind of technology might have been used in the alleged hack. All the same, the situation has apparently resulted in law enforcement involved. My phone's in the hands of the FBI now.
Now, this happens to people all the time. In Facebook, for instance. Or if he got hacked via text message, how do you get hacked via text message? Hey, Joey, this is Eddie. This is not my phone. Answer me here.
But the story goes on. It says, while it's unclear who may have hacked the Senate minority leader's phone, his representative confirmed to the Washington Times that the Senate's sergeant at arms is investigating the incident as well. The FBI did not respond to a request for comment, but in a catty response, emphasis on catty.
Yeah.
A Democratic staffer told The Hill that Graham should have been suspicious from any text message purporting to be from Schumer because a New York Democrat is known to use an old-school flip phone. Chuck Schumer isn't texting you from his flip phone, the aide, whose name The Hill did not print, said. If you get a text message from Schumer, it probably isn't real.
See, there's your problem. Print the names. They're not, and they're doing this by, on purpose. The them, they, print the name. Because if it were gone on the other shoe, if it was a Republican assistant of any type that done that, her name, address, and phone number would have been in that article.
Yeah, and back in 2016, the senator claimed, maybe he just likes claiming this.
Oh?
He claimed that I was hacked by the Russians.
Is that the one where they called? Remember there were two radio guys that called?
No, that was to, I think, Adam Schiff.
Yes, it was shit.
Yeah, it was like a Russian comedy morning show.
Yeah, and he fell for it.
We have information on Putin. Can we talk to the chairman of the House Intelligence Services?
Those were good times.
Wow. So, you know, good for Lindsey. I'm glad that he...
Congratulations. Welcome to the rest of the world. This kind of crap happens to us all the time.
Right.
Why don't he try to get on the do not call list? I bet that'll help him.
Right. Now, apparently, I'm not the only one who wakes up with, you know, dreams, fever dreams of Washington sinking into the ocean and, like, nuclear war taking everything out. Apparently, the apocalypse now has gone mainstream. It's from one of my favorite websites, studyfinds.org.
Oh.
Now, I love studyfinds.org because sometimes it's, well, that's an interesting study and finding. Sometimes it's like, you needed a study for that. So the headline here is Apocalypse Goes Mainstream, The End of the World is Becoming Normal Conversation. The exponential growth of artificial intelligence over the past year has sparked discussions about whether the era of human domination of our planet is drawing to a close. The most dire predictions claim that the machines will take over within 5 to 10 years. Fears of AI are not the only thing driving public concern about the end of the world. Climate change and pandemic diseases are also well-known threats. Reporting on these challenges and dubbing them a potential apocalypse has become common in the media. So common, in fact, that it might go unnoticed or may simply be written off as hyperbole. And the use of the word, is the use of the word apocalypse in the media significant? Our common interest in how the American public understands apocalyptic threats brought us together to answer this question. One of us is a scholar of the apocalypse in the ancient world. The other studies press coverage of contemporary concerns. I think the professor is Eric Bleich, because he's with Middlebury College, which does not sound like a... Anyway, Eric Bleich and Christopher Starr wrote this up. By tracing what events the media describes as apocalyptic, we can gain insight into our changing fears about potential catastrophes. We have found that discussions of the apocalypse unite the ancient and the modern, the religious and the secular, and the revelatory and the rational. They show how a term with roots in classical Greece and early Christianity helps us articulate our deepest anxieties today. Thanks, nerd. Thank you for looking into this.
Nerd!
But humans have been fascinated by the demise of the world since ancient times, obviously. Sure. However, the word apocalypse was not intended to convey that preoccupation. In Greek, the verb originally meant simply to uncover or to reveal. In his dialogue Protagoras, Plato used this term to describe how a doctor may ask a patient to uncover his body for a medical exam. So then he'd take his shirt off and he'd see that boil you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought it was a third nipple.
I mean, with what you've been into in life, I wouldn't have been surprised. I
actually had that.
He also used it metaphorically when he asked an interlocutor to reveal his thoughts. New Testament authors use this Greek noun to refer to the revelation of God's divine plan in the world. So it's revealed. It's uncovered.
Right.
It's shown to you. So the apocalypse in the contemporary world means a little bit different. Many American Christians today feel that the day of God's judgment is just around the corner.
Yep.
In a December 2022 Pew Research survey, 39% of those polled believe they were living in the end times. It's a lot of people.
But that's been a while. I've heard that my whole life.
While 10% said that Jesus will definitely or probably return in their lifetime.
Yep.
Yet for some believers, the Christian apocalypse is not viewed entirely negatively. Rather, it is a moment that will elevate the righteous and cleanse the world of sinners. Secular understandings of the word, by contrast, rarely include this redeeming element. An apocalypse is more commonly understood as a cataclysmic, catastrophic event that will irreparably alter our world for the worse. It is something to avoid, not something to await. But here's what we fear most, and you said you've heard this for a while. But so
my whole life.
This is always in the background. There's always visions of an apocalypse, or so to speak. But it changes what might be driving those visions. So here, decade by decade, some researchers demonstrate the research that the media are likely to reflect public opinion even more than they direct it or alter it. While their study focused largely on Americans' views of important policy decisions, their findings, they argue, apply beyond those domains. If they are correct, we can use discussions of the apocalypse in the media over the past few decades as a barometer of prevailing public concerns. Following this logic, we collected all articles mentioning the word apocalypse or apocalyptic from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post between January 1st, 1980 and December 31st, 2023. After filtering out articles centered on religion and entertainment, there were 9,380 articles that mentioned one or more of four prominent apocalyptic concerns. One, nuclear war, disease, climate change, and AI. Through the end of the Cold War, fears of nuclear apocalypse predominated not only in the newspaper data we assembled, but also in visual media, such as the 1983 post-apocalyptic film The Day After.
Yep.
Which didn't that influence people like Reagan? And like it influenced a lot of people.
A lot of people, but I think it also influenced a lot of people to take, Go back to the church, I guess would be the nicest way to put it.
By the 1990s, however, articles linking the word apocalypse to climate and disease in roughly equal measure had surpassed those focused on nuclear war. By the 2000s, and even more so in the 2010s, newspaper attention had squarely turned in the direction of environmental concerns.
Yeah.
You're right. I think we should still focus on the nukes.
I think we should focus on the nukes, and because of the invention of COVID, I think we have to go back and start looking at that stuff.
And that's what they found. In the 2020s, this pattern was disrupted. COVID-19 caused a spike in articles mentioning the pandemic. There are almost three times as many stories linking disease to the apocalypse in the first 4 years of this decade compared to the early 2010s. In addition, while AI was practically absent from media coverage through 2015, recent technological breakthroughs generated more apocalypse articles touching on AI than on nuclear concerns in 2023 for the first time. Coming on strong.
Well, can you blame it?
Well, and it sort of jibes with the perspective of scientists responsible, say, for the Doomsday Clock, who track what they think are the critical threats to human existence right. And focus primarily on nuclear concerns, followed by climate, biological threats, and AI. It might appear the use of apocalyptic language to describe these challenges represents an increasing secularization of the concept. For example, there's a philosopher, Giorgio.
Papa Giorgio?
Yeah. Has argued that the media portrayal of COVID-19 as potentially apocalyptic reflects the replacement of religion by science. Oh, fascinating. There might be something to that. But as the Pew poll demonstrates, apocalyptic thinking remains common among American Christians as well. So it's not just secular folks. The key point is both religious and secular views of the world make use of the same word. And, the same threats might be coming.
I don't know.
It is a pretty common theme, though, these days. Which actually makes me think it's not going to happen.
But I thought we were closer to nuclear war. I mean, we started this about a year ago. We were closer to
nuclear
war than ever before.
Yeah, but the Russians are doing all right now. Did you see the Ukraine army chief say we're getting our ass kicked, essentially?
I've seen several things from there, yeah.
Yeah. But, it's a very real thing going on in the world.
You mentioned something earlier about generations disappearing. That's what's happening over there. There's generations of people that are just disappearing.
Yeah. It's pretty awful. Sorry, I was smiling. Jay was showing me a photo of, over at Seafood Bistro. Our faces are on the TV.
Yeah, I got in a few texts.
Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, goodness, Joey, you surprised me. You know, what's going on in the Ukraine? If they're actually losing, that is a plea for more billions.
Right.
So they can line their pockets. Whoever's lining the pockets and whoever's lining the pockets back here. But the single greatest threat to the status quo, as you and I know it, is the Caucasian male, and in my case, it's the single Caucasian male. Are you following me, Joy?
Sure, yes.
Y'all are just lazy.
Shut up, Eddie. Keep going, James.
Not that hard.
Joy, when you think of apocalyptic movies, what comes to mind? I mean, further back than the one you'd mentioned earlier, the 1990s. Further back.
You're wanting one further back than the 90s? Because the comedy, This Is the End, comes up. Danny McBride is just crazy.
What about Mad Max Road Warrior?
Yeah.
The first one was awesome.
I guess there's a new Mad Max coming out soon.
Supposed to be, but I know it's going to be a disappointment. Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this question. When you think of money, and I don't mean gold or silver bars.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of money, mm-hmm. cash, what do you think of, like on the front of these... What are those predominantly? What are they? Dead presidents, right?
That's it. Another name for monies.
Okay. Now, the dead president that killed, I believe it was the second U.S. bank. Do you recall who that was?
Andrew Jackson?
Exactly. And guess what they want to do with Andrew Jackson's $20 bill?
Take him off the front of it.
Exactly.
I have a feeling Jackson wouldn't want to be on it, though, in the first place.
That's his punishment, just being on there?
Right.
But, Yes, we got Andrew Jackson to thank for prolonging a better situation as opposed to what we've had for the last 100-plus years. Again, the creature from Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island.
I think they should take Jackson off and just put a big middle finger.
Oh, no.
That would be the most popular $20 bill I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be hoarding it, though, or would they spend
it? Yep, they'd be hoarding it. The government would love this.
Gentlemen, it's always my pleasure. And, another point. See, I don't have a cell phone. I'm one of the 18%.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when I'm driving down the road, Highway 14 particularly, mm-hmm. between my little nest here and the county seat, when I'm driving down the road and I hear, oh, gosh, I need to make a comment. I wish I had a, you know. So it was about people preferring to support these big corporations as opposed to the little people.
Yep.
And I feel this on a regular basis. And so I'm going to stop right there. I don't want to be too self-serving. Of course, people that know me know that I'm not too far above that.
Gotcha.
Well, you're
there was always Food Outlet, Joey. Food Outlet Prattville, Food Outlet Millbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there and look for the book. Just ask them for the book. They'll point it out to you.
All right. All right. Well, I appreciate it, James.
Thank you, James. Speaking of Food Outlet, I just got a picture of Randall in the wild going into a Food Outlet.
Really?
Yep. Somebody sent me a picture and said, that's Randall in the wild.
And then our ugly mugs being up on the TV there at Seafood Bistro. Yeah. I appreciate Paul doing that.
I love Paul doing that. In fact, I'm sporting a shirt, Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, it's a good
spot. And I had a great lunch there today.
Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is George. How you doing?
Good, George. How you doing, bud?
George.
I'm doing well. Speaking of apocalyptic fiction, I have read a lot of that. And when you say nuclear, most people think about bombs going off. Mm-hmm. But are you familiar with the electromagnetic pulse?
Sure. Yep.
Well, is that counted as part of the atomic scenario, or is that something else?
I think that'd be under that umbrella.
It would be in there, yeah.
It wouldn't be as destructive as thermonuclear war, but it'd be pretty destructive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would all be, it'd all be self-imposed. EMP, electromagnetic pulse, is a theme for a lot of stuff these days. And all it takes, they say, is a bomb on each coast of the United States out over the ocean at a certain altitude, and it'll just send out, it'll sap everything. That's what they say.
Yep.
And then civilization falls apart slowly as things break down, you know. I got tired of reading that stuff.
Yeah, if it's going to happen, okay, whatever, yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it all sounds plausible, you know, the things they talk about.
Of course.
So, and just like I got tired of watching The Walking Dead. I mean, that's not plausible, but the breakdown of civilization is plausible to me these days.
Well, and I sometimes wonder how much does the idea of decline or the apocalypse come with, like, the rise and decline of somebody's life? Like, there's this old philosopher, I think it's Epicurus, said, it's not that I will die, it's the world will end. And that people are kind of playing out this whole rise and fall within their own life. Of course, you get young people that are ornery and thinking the world's about to end, and you have older folks that are childlike and loving life and are happy with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But it does seem to track that way, where you go through the stages of life, you project that onto the whole world.
Right.
Right. Yeah. That's true. That's what it was like that with old people during the Cold War. I was mm-hmm. a kid during those times, and just. Old people said the world's going to end with nuclear bombs. They had lived through World War II, and now it's going to be over. Anyway, I just had to throw that in about the EMP because I get all these ads on Facebook about science fiction, and they're all about a 10-book set after the electromagnetic pulse takes away everything. And I don't read them no more. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
272-9228.
Make some money off that, aren't you? A couple of them quick books. People are buying.
Line four, you're on the air. Who's this?
Line four, this is from Pike County.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, guys. First off, James, I got your phone, brother. It's one that the government gave me, and it's still in the box, brand new. Yeah. It's so Chinese, this phone.
It's not tapped or nothing.
Fresh COVID smell. Pardon?
It's not tapped or nothing. The government gave it to you. It's a good phone.
This one, what's the name of it? It's four letters, Wiku. It's known to be tracked.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, when you were talking about the missing generations, that's something I saw firsthand in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
After the 13-year civil war, yep. We rolled in there in the early 90s. There was literally, you could see it. Now, Salvador, a little Catholic country, no protection. Hey, guess what? They had that pretty good population. And but even way out in the jungle, there were people in the village. But you started realizing how young or really old people were around you. And so we run forward all these years later, 30 years later, and we have all these crazed folks coming out of El Salvador. You're MS-13 and whatnot. And I wonder just how much of that was just, well, of course, bad environment, but lack of parents. And I was just going to compare that to what we're seeing now in the Ukraine, where you're having generations wiped out. And I feel for the, about, 30 years, 20 years down the line, the next generation of children. Are there any children over there? I don't know. They may rotate them out. But that was my mishmash. I've seen it, man, where people were were noticeably missing, and there's going to be side effects. All right.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, Sam.
Thank you, Sammy.
272-922. Great to see you at the bomb house.
Oh, well, Sam looks great, too, by the way.
Yeah, he is looking good.
He is looking good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Unlike you and me.
He did kind of make us look a little bit bad because he's done so much good with himself. But you and me, we just kind of let it roll.
You know, had somebody tell me, I'm like, I'm you know, self-conscious how fat I am, you know this.
You should be.
And, right, thank you for that. And this person said, well, you look fine doing those push-ups. Like, in the sauna, I did 100 push-ups, I broke it up, like, 25, 10, like, just in, get 100 done.
So Mike told you look good in the sauna doing push-ups?
I didn't say Mike.
Oh.
And,
Doug?
No, it wasn't a man. And I said, yeah, but how did I look when I was on my back then trying to breathe?
Joey!
So I went from like, daggum, Joey's a beefcake. Right. He looks strong to like, oh no, Joey looks like a beached whale. It's all on the front. That's why the
Someone
back looks
Someone was trying
good.
To compliment you, and you took that and said, oh yeah, let me all see your compliment, and I'll bash myself a little bit.
Well, this is the basis of a relationship.
Mm. I see. Take some good from it. Once in a while, accept
it. I'll try. No promises. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
Oh, yeah.
And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, you know, two things can happen as we get older, fellas. One is erectile dysfunction, problems in the bedroom. Or it could be just a more generalized problem like low testosterone. Don't wait to get these problems fixed. I know you might be ashamed about it, but don't be. Don't wait. Go buy Montgomery Men's Health today. They were created just to help out guys like you. And, you know, the reality is pills often quit working. Guys start making excuses for coming to bed. There are actually studies that now show men will be more irritable and argumentative on purpose right before bedtime to avoid failing at intimacy. So if you are feeling these symptoms, lack of motivation, drive, including sex drive, lack of energy, feel like you're walking through your life always in a fog, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother,
better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism you usually even notice, and increased libido. And you can actually book the same day that you call. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The first weekend of May will feel more like the first weekend in June. If you have outdoor plans, the rain chances are on the low side. Lots of sunshine today with a high temperature flirting near 90. Random, widely scattered hit or miss showers and storms are possible today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just like the summer forecast. Lows at night in the 60s, daytime highs Saturday and Sunday in the upper 80s, and we'll be near 90 again on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio with me.
Hey, Joey.
Hi, Eddie. And you know that story about why hundreds of U.S. banks may be at risk?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason why is, a high interest rate environment that's persisting longer than anybody really wanted.
Inflated, but okay, yeah.
And then also commercial real estate loans.
Yep.
And we're not saying all of them are going to fail, but we're talking hundreds and hundreds of small and regional banks now stressed.
Yeah.
To where they might dip below capital requirements. Yada, yada, yada. So we're back to, just keep bailing them out a little bit, or we're just going to consolidate into a few big banks.
There's where we're messing
up. It'd all be beautiful, right, folks? Just beautiful. It's been fine and dandy.
You remember those banks that have already failed? There's been a couple. I think 5, 6, 8, 10. Did you know, even though all the deposits are not covered by FDIC guarantees, the Biden administration covered it all?
Yep. Because we got to stop any sort of panic, any sort of contagion in the system.
But, Joey, by policy and by policy with the bank and agreement with the bank, if I have anything over, I don't remember the amount anymore, but let's say it's $300,000, then that's my risk in one account. Now, I can split that up into multiple accounts.
Right.
But if they're going to bail me out anyway, why bother?
Well, and I think it's a good time now to go to, well, a guy we like to call a friend. And, well, we really like him.
Oh, I love Peter.
Peter St. Onge. For the first time in our history, kids are doing worse than their parents. Maybe it has something to do with all the money printing, all the schemes we've come up with to convince ourselves that money grows on trees. Wealth actually can be just printed out and handed out by a government. Always remember, folks, the government is a predator. It produces nothing.
Thank you.
Wealth has to be created, traded, inherited. How does the government get its wealth?
They steal it.
Predators, through and through. Now, here's Peter talking about, well, laying out the fact that now generations, subsequent generations, are not doing as well as their parents. And it's getting worse with each passing generation. So take it away, kind sir.
First time in our nation's history, 30-year-olds are doing worse than their parents. So, yes, they killed the golden goose. Last week, Professor Scott Galloway went on an epic rant on MSNBC explaining to his generously hairsprayed hosts exactly what young people are going through right now. Going through the numbers, for Americans born in 1951, since baby boomers, fully 80% were earning more than their parents. By Gen X, that was down to 60%. For millennials, it's barely 50%. We can only imagine what's coming for Zoomers. Now, I've talked a lot in videos about what's happening to the young who are shut out of housing and stuck cobbling together shifts to make ends meet instead of building proper careers. They're eating ramen with the roommates instead of building a career, a family, and a nest egg like their parents did. Indeed, many look with envy upon the boomers who seem to get life on easy mode. So what happened? The federal government, runaway spending and Fed-induced crisis after crisis that wiped out the productive economy, replacing it with a progressive wonderland where it's very hard to succeed, but if you fail, you win the welfare lotto. Thing is, the careers and money is just the start. As Galloway points out, the pool of young men who can provide is drying up. As a result, young people are not having sex or not even going out. 1990, 60% of Americans in their early 30s had kids. Now it is down to 27%. Young Americans are more depressed, more obese, more addicted. As Galloway puts it, they're pissed off, and that anger means that every issue is a, quote, opportunistic infection, driving them to rage, the Columbia protest being a crisp illustration at the moment. In fact, just last week, CNBC reported a new study on the rising wealth gap among millennials, which builds that anger even more. In short, the main driver of inequality among the young right now is inheritance. Those who choose their parents wisely get the boomer trickle-down, lording it over their peers. Indeed, according to the study, the wealth gap among millennials is now the largest of any generation, creating, quote, a new wave of tension and resentment. So they're poorer, on average one-third poorer than boomers were at their age, with lower levels of home ownership, low-wage and unstable jobs, and larger debts. Yet, the top 10% of millennials are far richer than the top 10th of boomers ever were. Given these nouveau-rich millennials don't have kids, of course, they're driving a boom in everything from luxury travel to wealth management to in-town condos with all the amenities. Maybe you've seen the TikTok videos of the dinks, double income, no kids, living it up in Bali whilst their peers sell their plasma. CNBC calls them Nepo babies, and it's all thanks apparently to dead boomers, the last available resource to the young. Well, some of the young. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. I usually talk about economics, inflation, income, wealth, and debt. But the reason isn't the money. It's what poverty does to people, turning life into a struggle, crushing their dreams. The progressive Sovietization of the American economy is destroying two generations and counting, and is turning us into a third world economy where your future is not built on hard work, it's built on who your parents are. There's still time. We still have millions of entrepreneurs, millions of self-made Americans to teach the next generation, but the American dream is dying before our eyes. Check out the full article with charts and all the gory details at profsainange.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, Peter St. Ange, and his analysis is always spot on with a little bit of mirth, but also a bit of medicine snuck in there. And it is a weird time.
It is. You know, there's kind of a joke, and it's more of a TikTok joke, but people younger than you, not your age, but younger than you, say in their late 20s, maybe mid-20s, they're not going to be able to buy a house. They're going to have to go shack up with some old widow and hope because they can't afford the down payment. They can't afford the payment. They just can't afford it. So their whole goal is to shack up with an old widow and try to wait it out.
So you're saying I should get good at giving foot massages?
I've been trying to find you some of those old widows. In fact, a friend of mine the other night when we were at Baumhauer's, I put her in on the deal. She said she'll start keeping her eye open for you, too.
It's mighty wide of you.
I thought so. But in reality, there are more and more people coming onto the real estate market than there was 6 months ago, four months ago. And I don't know if it's because they are, like the Fed wanted, they're used to the interest rates, or people are saying, you know what, it's my life. I'll take these risks.
Yes.
I'll plan on refinancing just like it has happened in the past, which is, I appreciate that because you got to believe in yourself. I started believing in myself. It took a lot of years, but I started believing in myself in my mid-40s and went out on my own. And I wish I had done it in my mid-20s.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and this is why we recommend working with great local folks like Alabama Home
100%.
Mortgage. So if you are, again, we say this often, don't think about just the national trends. You can't control what the federal government's doing. What you can control is, well, how you manage your own finances. Yep. And especially if you've got a home with equity built up, it's a great way to reinvest in yourself, your property, or your family. Maybe you do want to help out your kids as they're starting life anew, maybe in a new city, and you want to help them out. A refinance deal through Alabama Home Mortgage can be a weird update. Rabid raccoon found in Autauga County. Is that big news to you?
Rabies. Yeah.
Anyway, Alabama Home Mortgage can help you, of course, with also the home buying process. And, you know, folks who don't know it, if you're a first-time buyer, potentially, they'll walk you through that process from pre-approval, and you need to get pre-approved, folks. It shows here, well, this is what they're good for.
Right.
And so sellers will take you seriously.
It sets you a budget, too. It knows exactly what you, because you don't want to go looking and fall in love with a $500,000 house only to find out you're only approved for $300,000.
Right.
This is really, to me, your first and second step you need to do.
And when you're working with Alabama Home Mortgage, you're not going to get any surprises on closing day, these sorts of things. They're going to walk you through that process swimmingly and actually get to know you and your goals and owning a home. And if you're a veteran, they specialize in the VA home loan program.
Best deal in town.
Really is the best deal in town. And especially if you're a veteran and you haven't taken advantage of these benefits you earned through your service.
Yes, you did.
Let Kim and Madeline help you today. That number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline, prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business.
Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks? No problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. That's 272-9228. And in a second, we should be talking to Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Is that Michael there?
Michael.
Okay. Hey, Michael, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear. Now, do you want to talk about this, like, recent conference you went to? Anything you find out?
You know, as part of our buying group, and it's the audio-video portion. So we go, it was very educational. They talked about a lot of different procedures of how to do some of the installs and what the customers need and some of the products that actually allow us to know. We sell some power centers as well as some networking devices, and then we can actually pull it up on a computer and see what's offline, what's connected, what's not connected, and it kind of gives us a heads up of what the customer could be going through. And sometimes, you know, you see that the Apple TV is offline and you call the customer, and then the customer will tell you, well, it's offline because I'm replacing it. I bought a new one.
Oh, okay.
And so the old one's off, and the new one in 10 minutes will be back on. So it kind of gives you a lot more control to know what's going on with some of the bigger systems that we do install.
Well, and I mean, y'all's service is already great.
Yeah.
But like, you can add that element to it. I mean, you're just giving more tools to an already great staff.
Well, and you know, and that's the key is, you know, you want to make everything where it's better for the customer. And a lot of times making it better for the customer makes it better for the employee as well to be able to diagnose without having to run a truck. So, you know, that to me is a big advantage, especially for some of our customers that live in Auburn or the lake, that I can't just pop over there in 2 minutes to see what's going on.
Well, and this is why y'all say there at Cohen's, we deliver confidence. And folks, it's on, you know, those great electronic, like say you create a whole home theater system there with Cohen's. They got your back, but of course they can help you on the appliance end as well. Whether you're trying to build out a kitchen or upgrade, say, a fridge or maybe a new washer dryer unit, they do it all there at Cohen's. You can always go to thinkcohens.com. But I really encourage you to stop by the Boulevard there, 2515 Eastern Boulevard, right here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael or one of the great team members. Be like, hey, we heard Michael on with those two idiots on the air, or Joey and Eddie.
Could be three idiots.
We always got room for you, Michael.
Well, thank you. Glad to be a part.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend, Michael. Appreciate it, sir.
All right, you too. Take care.
Buddy.
272-9228. Yeah, I like him a lot. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, I was just wanting to ask you, off air, who, what bank was that in that you were having that issue with? You don't want to say on the air?
I'll pick it up off here.
Okay, I was just curious. I've got two accounts in two different banks.
Give me just a minute.
I'll put you on
hold. Yeah, give me a minute. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Thanks, Rudy.
I saw him the other day. Not just at bomb hours. Like, I keep seeing him in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, I'm at an intersection, stopped at a stop sign, yeah. And he just stops right there in the middle of the road and points. And I'm like, hey, you.
That sounds like Rudy.
Good guy.
Oh, no, great guy. And that's one thing about our show. And everybody has their favorite callers and all. I love everybody, man. It's so great. I mean, I'll be out and about, and I'm sure it happens to you, Joey, where they'll come up to you, and they're kind of giving you a look. You're like, oh, boy. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, something's fixing to go down. And it's always a listener to the show. And they've always – I've never had negative. Everybody's been always very positive. They do say that we give each other too much of a hard time.
What do you mean?
Well, we even got a friend of ours that wants to come in as a referee, Joey.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we'll allow it. But well, you know, if you can't give your friends a hard time, who can you give a hard
time
to?
In this day and time, I can give Joey a hard time, and I don't have to worry about him beating me up, and he can give me a hard time. It's vice versa.
Right.
That's what friends do.
Right. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's us?
Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Eddie. my account number for my bank is 556-7629 millimeters. that's where my money stays. I do not. A bank, especially with that, it started with me really not trusting them when Canada did what they did to those truckers.
Yes, sir.
And as soon as I knew they could do that with a push of a button, that's all I needed to know, because we're well more advanced than Canada, and I know good and well they could do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're just waiting on the... my feeling is they're just waiting on the call.
Well, my thing is just... Yeah, I mean, you can have a bank account, which I'm teasing. I have a bank account, but I
we
use
have
that
to.
Bank account for bills.
Yeah.
That's it. Anything other than that, I mean, it's in the safe I just told you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, because, I mean, you just, things are too shaky right now. I mean, first of